Every breath I find your grace. In the rhythm of life, your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life, your majesty shines in every place. Recognition of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Recognition of Allah Almighty We are discussing the rights of Allah and specifically the foremost right of Allah Azza wa Jal which is to gain his ma'rifah, to know him, to recognize him. And we were discussing certain sifat, blessed attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are linked to his knowledge, his ilm. And we touched upon the sifat as-sami' al-basir, etc. And we will continue inshallah. So when we say Allah ta'ala is as-sami' the one who hears, the all-hearing, we mean this in a way that is totally different to the hearing of creation. There is no resemblance whatsoever. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing, He's independently hearing, His hearing is limitless, unrestricted, all-encompassing. He hears those things which creation cannot hear, even the faintest of sounds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hearing is not subject to change. The same things we discussed when speaking about the ilm, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the sifat of Allah have these unique qualities and the creation do not resemble Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the least regarding these things. When the creation hears, then they are bound, they are limited, they are restricted. They don't hear everything. We discussed how there's certain creatures who create a sound, who make a sound, but the decibels are so low that insan cannot hear them. For example, ants. Ants are scientifically known to also make sound. But can we hear that sound? No, we can't. There's ants in the garden, in the park, etc. We can't hear the ants. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Khaliq, Allah ta'ala is as-sami' in that He hears everything. Now, when we speak about creation and their hearing capacity, this faculty to hear. It varies. Some have issues with hearing, they're hard of hearing. Some others have powerful hearing. And they are able to hear things that normal humans can't. They are still humans. They are still a creation of Allah. But they have a very profound and high level of hearing. And that's through the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, Allah Ta'ala grants them that ability. If He didn't, then they wouldn't be able to hear such things. And the Quran tells us, وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحْظُورًا And there is no restriction upon the bestowal of your Lord. Meaning when Allah grants something, who can stop Him? Who can prevent Him? Who can restrict Him? No one. None in creation. Allah Ta'ala, it's not possible to make Him incapable. He's all-powerful. In fact, Allah Ta'ala is the one who makes others incapable. Allah Ta'ala is the one who removes blessings from people. He grants blessings to many, then He removes them. And there are others in creation who Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grants to, and He continues granting them. So this is done all with His will, His divine will. Now, one example of how Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grants certain people in creation a superior level of hearing is the famous account that is mentioned in the Quran regarding Prophet Sulaiman ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon Sulaiman alayhi salam such powerful hearing that he would travel places upon his throne and he would get off wherever he wants. Once what happened, he passed by a valley and in that valley there were ants, small creatures, small insects. And the queen of those ants, she said to the rest of them, "Udkhulu masakinakum," enter your homes, enter your burrows, enter your holes. And the reason why she said that is she saw obviously Sulaiman alayhi salam and his people with him. And she was fearful that the ants will be crushed. The Quran says, قَالَتْ نَمْلَةٌ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلُ ادْخُلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ لَا يَحْطِمَنَّكُمْ سُلَيْمَانُ وَجُنُودُهُ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. The queen ant said to the rest of them that, O ants, enter your burrows, lest Sulaiman alayhi salam and his people and his group crush you, trample you. This is what the ant said. And look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Sulaiman alayhi salam such powerful hearing that he was able to hear this conversation or this speech of the queen ant. And when Sulaiman alayhi salam heard this, what does the Quran say? فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّن قَوْلِهَا. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam began smiling because of what the queen ant said. He can hear the speech. He can hear the speech of that queen ant. We can't. But look at that. Levels in creation, levels of superiority in terms of hearing, seeing, and other things as well. This was a prophet of Allah, a great prophet of Allah, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him this privilege, this tawfiq, that he was able to hear the speech of the queen ant. And when he began smiling, he made a dua. He said, وَقَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ. Meaning he prayed, O Allah, grant me the ability to be grateful to you, or grateful to your blessings. Allahu Akbar. Meaning the fact that he could hear such a small creation, insects. This is a blessing of Allah. And he's thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do we learn? That all of these blessings that we have in our lives on a daily basis that are showering upon us, to preserve them, we follow the prophetic way and we show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this was an example of someone in the world, Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, who had been blessed with this superior level of hearing. What about the hereafter? Let's listen to an example regarding that as well. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, he speaks about how when the people of paradise will enter paradise, the inhabitants of paradise will be there, and the dwellers of hell will be in hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how people in Jannah will conversate with people in hellfire. They'll be able to hear them as well. Now, Jannat and Jahannam, the ulama say there is a big distance between the two. Massive distance. And the people of Jannah will ask the people of Jahannam, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. What thing led you to the hellfire? You're in hellfire, you're suffering, you're being punished. What is that thing that made you enter hellfire in the first place? And they will say, لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. That we were not of those who would perform prayer, perform salah. Now, who's asking the question? People in Jannah. Who is answering the question? People in hellfire. What's the distance? Massive distance. Jannat, so vast, so big. In the Quran we're told, وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. That Jannah, the width of Jannah is the vastness of the heavens and the earth. That's the size. That's the width. And the distance between Jannah and Jahannam, big distance. Obviously, they're not next to each other. People are in bliss in Jannah. People are suffering in the fire of hell. Allah Ta'ala has created Jannah and Jahannam, paradise and hellfire, and kept them far apart. But people in Jannah will be asking questions to people in the hellfire. They will be able to hear them. People in hellfire will be able to hear. They will answer the question. And people in paradise will also be able to hear and they will listen to the reply. Why are you in hellfire? They will reply, because we didn't perform salah. So this is another example of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wills, He can grant such hearing ability to whomsoever He wants in creation. Another example, which is from the Quran. The people of hell will request the people of paradise to give them some water or some rizq that they have. And they will call out to them and they will ask them that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, meaning from rizq, from sustenance, from nourishment, give us some, or give us some water as well. And as you know, this would be haram upon the people of hell. They will not be able to have a single drop from the people of paradise. Not water and nothing besides that as well. Not food, sustenance, nourishment, nothing of the like. But because they will be in so much pain, severe thirst and hunger, and in fact they'll be given thorns to eat, they'll be given pus to drink, and they would want what the paradise dwellers are having, water, variety of foods. And obviously, the people of paradise will not give them anything. And when we look towards the hadith collection, again, we gave some examples on the Akhirah, but now back to this world. In the hadith collection, again, we learn about the superior hearing power, faculty of those in the dunya. Meaning when people pass on, they've not gone to the Akhirah, but they've gone to Alamul Barzakh. And that's a different realm. But people who visit the graveyards, people who visit their loved ones, we're told in a hadith that the dwellers of the grave, the inhabitants of the grave, hear the footsteps of those who come to visit them. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And they're able to hear the salam as well. Meaning, they're 6 feet underground. There's a heap of soil on top of them. Their bodies may have decomposed, whatever the case is. But when those people are coming towards them, they're able to hear it. When those people are giving salam to them, they are able to hear that salam as well. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And even people who visit, what's the sunnah? To give salam to the dwellers of the grave by saying, Assalamu alaikum ya ahl al qubur. O people of the graves, peace be upon you. Now think about it for a moment. Are you giving salam to the walls? Are you giving salam to the soil? To the headstone? Of course not. You're giving salam to the people buried within the graves, meaning the Muslims who are buried within the graves. And if they could not hear, why is this a sunnah to give salam to them? Otherwise, this act would be futile, would be, ma'azallah, useless. But it's a sunnah, and everything which is a sunnah is full of wisdom, full of blessings. And it's the only way for us, meaning that's the way we attain prosperity. We follow the sunnah. We follow the way of the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He taught us, when you go, give salam in this way. Assalamu alaykum, peace be upon you, ya ahl al-qubur, O inhabitants of the graves. So they hear us. Now, Allah Ta'ala is as-sami'. And we were discussing how He grants that ability to hear to people as well. Now, if you go back to the sifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. And when my slaves ask you about me, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, I am close. Now here, what does it mean by close? Close in terms of knowledge and power. This is how the ulama have explained it. And there's no i'tiraz, there's no objection here by saying, if Allah is close, then how does He listen from far? Because we just answered it. This doesn't mean Allah is close physically, because He is free from physicality, having a body, being confined to a place, time, etc. We've discussed this numerous times in our previous episodes as well. So Allah Ta'ala hears, but He is not close physically. He is close with His knowledge and His power. And again, there's no objection that if Allah Ta'ala makes someone listen from far, or makes someone listen to something that's not normally possible to hear, that person becomes a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in being a sami', na'udhu billah. Allah Ta'ala being a sami' is pre-eternally all hearing. Allah Ta'ala being a sami' means that His sifa of a sami' hearing is la mutanahi, endless, limitless, unrestricted. It's not subject to change. It's always been and will always be. And these things, we don't apply to creation. It doesn't matter how powerful the hearing is. It's atai, it's given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's subject to change. It can perish. It's not pre-eternal. It's bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these things should be kept in mind by all believers to save ourselves from confusion, to save ourselves from misunderstandings regarding our deen and aqeedah. Now moving on, Allah Ta'ala, one sifa of His is Al-Basir. So we covered As-Sami', now Al-Basir. These two are often mentioned together in the Quran. As-Sami' Al-Basir. Al-Basir, the one who sees. Allah Ta'ala is all-seeing. Just as He is all-hearing, Allah Ta'ala is all-seeing as well. Again, the Quran contains ample proof of this. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. And again, it goes without saying that the way Allah is all-hearing, and His hearing is unlike the hearing of creation, His seeing is unlike the seeing of creation. All of those same things apply. Allah's seeing is pre-eternally, it's limitless, unrestricted, it's eternal, it's not subject to change, it's independent. Whereas the makhluk, their seeing is limited, their seeing is possibly, their seeing is open to change, it can perish. The level of seeing is limited, restricted, etc. Now, again, with the human seeing, it's limited in that the thing that they're looking at, the object that they're looking at, has to be a certain size. Otherwise, they won't be able to make out what it is. For example, you have bacteria, germs, etc. People need to use microscopes for this. Scientists and people in the laboratories, they can't see it just with their eyes. So these are all limits. These are all restrictions. And every sane person knows this. Especially when you're traveling at night, again, you need the aid of lights. Otherwise, you'd end up crashing. You wouldn't know the path. You're driving on the motorway. You're in need of aid from the street lights, the lights on the motorway, the lights of the car, etc. Otherwise, you won't be able to drive. So daily, we have so many examples in our lives where our eyesight is limited. You know it's limited. Now, just as we discussed under Sami', Allah Ta'ala is all hearing, and He can grant a superior level of hearing to anyone in creation that He wants. Here as well, Allah Ta'ala's seeing is unlimited, unrestricted. He's all seeing. And if He wants to give a superior and higher level of seeing, this faculty of seeing to anyone in creation, He can do so. Who can stop Him? Who can prevent Him? No one. And this actually happens as well. There's so many examples we can go into. But it should be known that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all seeing. He sees things that we can't see. His seeing is not imperishable, is pre-eternally seeing, limitless seeing, eternally seeing. So the Quran tells us there is nothing in the heavens and the earth that is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sees the biggest of things, He sees the smallest of things as well. So we will continue with this sifa in the next episode, and we will discuss how Allah ta'ala does give creation varying levels of seeing as well. Some are superior in this regard. And they are the Muqarrabeen, they are those who are close to Him, those who He has desired, or willed rather, to give that faculty of greater levels of seeing to. This is His will. Meaning, who can challenge Him? Who can give Him a mashura or advice? Allah Ta'ala is free from all of those things. Allah Ta'ala is kamil, perfect in His decision making, in his judgments. He is ahkamul hakimin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us His true ma'rifah, and give us the tawfiq to continue learning about His blessed Zat, His sifat, the atharat, the signs of His sifat in creation as well. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
In every breath I find Your grace. In the rhythm of life Your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life Your majesty shines in every place. Recognition of Allah.